standard laboratory hygiene would have been to dispose of them, but some instinct stayed my hand. The void tongue was an enigma to me, but another, more habituated to the void than I, might one day unravel it. Through the imposition of form upon the formless, they could perhaps glean some meaning. I assigned the caveat to Lloyd, for I could not bear to look upon them. Not yet. Lloyd is at heart a good and kind man, better than I deserve, and completely oblivious to his own true worth.